Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Qatar will stop trying to mediate a Gaza ceasefire deal until Hamas and Israel show a, quote, sincere willingness, unquote, to return to the negotiating table. An official briefed on the matter told Reuters on Saturday, in the biggest setback to efforts to reach a truce since the war began. Qatar also has concluded that Hamas's political office in Doha no longer serves its purpose, the official added. Washington had told Qatar that Hamas's presence in Doha was no longer acceptable in the weeks since the Palestinian militant group rejected the latest ceasefire proposal. Qatar, alongside the United States and Egypt, has played a major role in rounds of so far fruitless talks to broker a ceasefire to the year-long war in Gaza. The latest round of talks in mid-October failed to produce a deal. Palestinian medical officials said two separate Israeli strikes killed at least 13 people, including women and children, in Gaza on Saturday, as Israel announced the first delivery of aid in weeks to war-battered northern Gaza. One of the strikes hit a school-turned-shelter in Gaza City's eastern Tufa neighborhood, killing at least six people, Gaza's health ministry said. Two local journalists, a pregnant woman and a child, were among the dead, the ministry said. Abu Ahmed is a displaced Gazan. Suddenly at 12:30, a rocket hit the neighbors. We got up and ran, just like any human would get startled from the shelling. We were surprised to find the shocking sight of our neighbors dead. They were civilians, forcefully displaced from Rafah. There was an explosion in the tent. We went in and saw the husband and his wife dead. God took them. The Israeli army said the strike targeted a militant belonging to the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group, offering no evidence or further detail. Another seven people were killed when an Israeli strike hit a tent in the southern city of Khan Yunis, where displaced people were sheltering, according to Nasser Hospital. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi denied U.S. charges that Tehran was linked to an alleged plot to kill Donald Trump and called on Saturday in a post on X for confidence building between the two hostile countries. Russian drones struck the Ukrainian port city of Odessa, killing at least one person. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Odessa administration footage captures the aftermath of the strike, with high-rise buildings in two residential complexes, private houses, the warehouses of a private company, and dozens of private cars severely damaged. One drone fell on the district of Avangard, where a large-scale fire broke out in a housing complex. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell arrived in Kyiv on Saturday to discuss European support for Ukraine. Russia's mounting an intensified aerial campaign that Ukrainian officials say they need more Western help to counter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Indonesia has smoothly completed the transition of power and has opened a new chapter in national development. China is pleased about this. Chinese President Xi Jinping told his Indonesian counterpart that Beijing hopes for a new chapter in bilateral relations as the two leaders met on Saturday. Xi held talks with President Prabowo Subianto in Beijing, the first stop of the Indonesian leader's inaugural foreign tour since he took office in October.
I think it is only natural that now, in the present situation, geopolitical and geoeconomic, that Indonesia and China have become very close partners in many, many fields.
Beijing and Jakarta are key economic allies, with Chinese companies plowing money into extracting Indonesian natural resources in recent years, particularly the nickel sector. Indonesia's Mount Liwo Tobi Laki-Laki erupted at least three times early on Saturday, spewing an ash column 9 kilometers high, with authorities planning to widen the restricted area, officials said. Sean Hogan for Reuters reports.
Officials say they've been scrambling to evacuate 16,000 people from villages nearest the crater since a big eruption last Sunday killed nine. Some 10,700 people have been removed so far from the area, data from Indonesia's disaster agency showed on Saturday. Evacuees like Sherliana Osesoji have left their homes behind.
Yes, here we're comfortable and are given food and water. Thanks to God, sleeping conditions are also good.
Disaster agency officer Argus Rianto says three evacuation centres have been set up and the local government is preparing three more.
Sean Rogan for Reuters. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.